You know it takes money.
Put a nickel in the pot, boy.
To have all of life's joys.
Dime in the pot, boy.
Each and every one lend a helping hand.
25 cents.
Put a nickel in the pot,
not on
boy.
A quarter.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
Boy.
It's true, I've found.
Put a dime in the pot,
but
boy.
This money's for a real good cause.
25
so
cents.
Everybody stick around.
Not on a quarter.
Bring the money in. Bring the money in. We won't have no dough to spend until you bring that money in.
That was the Bill Davis Trio, 1940, get ready for it, 1949. Yeah, they had Rhythm and Blues in 1949. And yeah, that is Bring the Money In. And yeah, that is what we're doing. But don't go away. We have a most entertaining show for you. Knock your socks off, as they used to say. A real sock knocker. Is that a word? Sock knocker. Yes, it is. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. This is a very exciting day for us because we're going to give away stuff and we're going to get you to give us stuff and it's going to be really good. And you can talk about stuff. We'll talk about all kinds of issues. Wide open. 231-8187 is the number to call. I wanted to throw something out here because I decided I have been too lax in letting the phony water thing go unchallenged. And I feel bad about that. So if you haven't voted yet, you want to listen up. It's really important to understand that whenever you try to figure out what a ballot measure is about or any other measure in your life, follow the money. It was true with Nixon's White House, and it's true today. Follow the money. The people who put up the money to get the people to go on the street, to make people sign their names, to put this thing on the ballot, those people were big water users in every sense of the word. Wacker Siltronics, various brewers and soft drink manufacturers and bottlers of water. Now, is the Water Bureau less than ideal in the way it handles things? Yeah. Is this going to improve it? No. A separate board of hidden guys and gals who are elected in little local areas, not a solution. No control. No way. No way to guarantee water rates can go down. The reason why water rates are high and sewer rates are high, and they are, is because of federally mandated and wise measures to end pollution of our rivers, to keep our water pure, and in general, to make the system up to date. Now, there are things we might like to change. We might not want to cover the reservoirs, and I agree with that. We might want to do various things. We might want to change the leadership at the top. But none of that requires a change in the structure of water and sewer delivery. So, since I feel like I didn't really make this clear, not that my opinion is so important, but really, don't vote for this measure. There are lots of better ways to deal with the problem, and we do need to deal with the problem, and we will. But don't give away the baby with the bathwater. Ooh, good reference given water. Okay, so that's that. Now, we are in the middle of Pledge Drive. What does that mean? Well, that means that this is an opportunity for you to keep this radio station alive. Every, I don't know, four months, I think it is, we come to you, we beg, we whine, we plead, we cajole, and we make funny fun to get you to give us money. We got a lot of things going for that purpose. I want to get rid of one item. Well, maybe it'll never go away. One couple has already taken me up on an offer. Here's the deal. Greg Higgins, Higgins Restaurant, very well-known restaurant at Jefferson and Broadway. He was an initiator of the slow food movement, a local bar, et cetera, et cetera. Really good restaurant, really quality product. Well, he has very generously offered two-person dinners with me at his restaurant for $500 contribution per couple. Now, pardon me, one of those is already taken, but we still have...
You make it sound so appetizing.
Come eat dinner with me. I'll cough on your soup. Anyway, he has made this offer. We have already had one couple take up a commitment for $500 for one of those meals. We still have one left, $500, two people, your choice of people, with me to have dinner at Higgins on a night of your choosing. Now, even better, for $600, $100 more, I won't go.
Wow, that's the deal.
Now, there's a deal. So if you're at all interested in a very, very good meal at Higgins, Greg has assured me it will be excellent. And if you're interested in having dinner with me or not, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Well, part of a lifetime. This year, anyway.
Yeah, the opportunity of the year. Let's go with that. The event of the season.
The event of the season, right. Okay, so we're trying to get rid of that. And, the way to do that, how do we do that?
Well, you pick up the phone. People who are hearing our voices now pick up the phone, 877-500-5266, and they become a member of the station.
Can you say that slower?
877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO today.
Yeah, so this is a nice opportunity. You'll have a good time. Dinner is fun. I'm just so loquacious. And you can get rid of me for an extra $100.
Yeah, I know. I have a feeling people may come in at $500 and about, halfway through the appetizer, they're going to fork over another $100.
I'll leave.
That's my prediction.
Anyway, and you can dress up or not. It could be an event.
It could be.
Anyway, so there, that's something we want to do, and I think today's going to be like the last chance to do that.
It is the last chance to do that. Yeah.
So we're pushing that, and we got so many topics, and where else, other than KBOO, can you hear a song of rhythm and blues from 1949?
I'm guessing probably not anywhere else.
Nowhere else. And I want to point out that this was an era of music beginning with people like Earl Bostick and various singing groups that was just amazing. This was when black music, black popular music, even jazz, was called race music. Did you know that? Race music. That was the term for it. And it was kind of segregated, totally segregated. And I used to, when I was in high school and junior high, we would go to these dances at the Bostonia Ballroom or other places like that in the San Diego area, and the crowds were Latino and black.
And that's where the good music was.
And we white boys went with the shivering fear because we were growing up in a totally racist world.
Hey, and nothing is sexier than shivering fear.
Shivering fear, sweat running down, the cool pastels, pink and black, charcoal black and pink. And it was so swell.
Fortunately, had people like Pat Boone come along and record that race music in a nice white sort of way. So
yeah, you
play it at
it.
Your dances.
Shaboom was the first really big crossover hit.
Who sang Shaboom?
The Chords.
Wow. Look at you.
And later the Four
this
Freshmen.
This is the type of scintillating dinner conversation that can be yours for a contribution of $500.
Totally useless information.
That's right.
All right. So here's the deal. We want you to make as much of a contribution to KBOO as your heart desires.
That's right. And I want to carry the conversation in an interesting direction this morning.
Okay.
At least interesting from my perspective as sort of an observer of journalism over the past
couple
years. Okay,
because I want to talk about the death penalty, but go ahead.
Well, we can talk about that too.
Because, fun.
Yeah. KBOO is one of the few remaining sources of free and honest and real journalism as it was intended to be practiced in a free society.
It's true.
And that... you really can't put a price on that. Well, I can. How about $500?
Yeah, $500. That's a good price. How about $40? How about $60?
That's true. Any price you want to put on it.
Yeah.
I say it's valuable for your life and for the health of the society.
But you can't put a price on it.
It's okay if they want to do it.
All right. Hey, Joanne Bowman, how are you?
She left the
Oh,
planet,
I'm sorry. She changed her name. What happened to her?
Yeah, that woman, she's like... Yeah, you don't want any part of her.
She learned her. She learned
gone.
Her lesson and
she's
went
gone.
Away. Huh?
Yeah, she's
sorry
gone.
About that.
Yeah,
old
yeah.
memories
but
die hard.
But there's a wonderful new woman on the planet. Her name is Joanne Hardesty, and she's
hey.
Big.
Hi, yes. Joanne Hardesty.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful. You know, she is here to help you.
Oh, good.
Help our listeners.
Despite my fumble.
Understand
yes.
the opportunity in front of us.
Before us.
Yes. In front of us, before us, behind us.
Beyond us.
We have an opportunity.
Yes.
And the opportunity is to join us as a member of KBOO by calling 877-500-5266. And you have this generous dinner offer
yeah.
for a $500 membership,
yeah.
which really translates to... $9.59 a week.
Hey.
$1.37 a day.
And to eat really good locally produced foods by an expert chef who was trained in Europe.
You cannot beat that at all.
Really?
And if you really didn't want Joe's company, which I can't imagine anyone not wanting.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
sit across the dinner table from Joe Uris and listen to him talk about the incredible knowledge he has about music history, for example, and a whole host of other topics. I think this is one of those deals that is one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
I guarantee that it's going to be once in this lifetime.
And there's only one left. Somebody yeah. snatched one up last week. This is the last opportunity, and the number to call to make it yours is 877-500-5266. This is one of those what they call win-win-win propositions. The station wins because they get your $500. You win because you become a member of KBOO and you get a great meal. Joe Uris wins because he has to actually listen to other people talk at dinner.
Yeah, and I promise to shut up.
That's hard. It's a struggle.
And like I say, you know, if you really want to have dinner just you and a friend entre nous, you know, kind of personal and private, like popping the question. Do people still pop questions?
Oh, yes, they do.
Questions are popped.
Questions
all
are
the
popped.
Time.
Questions are popped. Well, anyway, if you want to, you know, you want to get rid of me, another $100, that is make it $600 for the two of you for dinner.
Oh, so you're suggesting
I'll just go away.
A very romantic evening. Maybe you're about to ask your beholden to be the one.
Yeah.
And you know that
you're
Higgins is a very nice restaurant. So you could get a booth table. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a very romantic dinner.
Well, it could be the event of your mind-altering and life-altering event of your life, and I would certainly understand why you'd want to plunk down an extra $100 to get rid of me.
Yes, and you know the wonderful thing about this is once somebody takes you up on this gracious offer, we will be only $250 away from our goal for this hour.
Oh, and then we can relax.
Then
we can talk about the death penalty.
Then we can talk about the death penalty, but you can talk about that now because people know they need to call 877-500-5266 to take advantage of this offer. But we're back to you, Joe and Abe.
Thank you, Ms. Hardesty. I do learn my lessons.
Now, I imagine there's somebody out there who's considering this $500 opportunity.
You think?
The dinner at Higgins
yeah.
with you.
Well, the only reason to consider is because the food there is so good.
Well,
and there's a flight of wine.
A flight.
Not a fleet.
Well, I suppose if you wanted a fleet, you could order that. I suppose you could.
But a flight of wine, specially selected. I mean, it's cool.
What is a fleet? Like six bottles?
Yeah, right.
Well, so, you know, and I imagine they're thinking about this wonderful opportunity as you and Joanne so richly described. You're sitting in the candlelit restaurant, gazing across the table into one another's eyes. And the mood is ripe, and there's Joe.
Making sarcastic remarks.
Right. See, oh, so right now, that very person who's considering that $500 opportunity is now considering a $600 opportunity.
Right. Maybe a better deal all the way around. I don't know.
I don't see how you could go wrong, really, with the $600 opportunity.
Yeah. And we want to thank Greg Higgins, by the way. I mean, he just, you know, I asked him, he said, oh, we'll do a couple of these. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, it's remarkable, really.
Actually, yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about good journalism.
Good journalism.
Yes.
Well, there isn't any much except maybe Amy and a few other things.
Amy and a few other things, and I would submit the news broadcasts that are produced here by our in-house staff of news reporters and editors.
You know, it's really actually quite surprising. It's getting better and better and better, and it wasn't that bad to begin with.
KBOO, it's not that bad to begin with.
Oh, dear.
No. Now, journalism is a necessary component of a free society.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the biggest problems we face today is the sloppy, just all bad major network news and the disappearance of newspapers. How the hell are you supposed to make informed decisions when you don't get the news?
That's exactly right. It's journalism is the people's way of holding the powerful accountable. I used to, in a previous life, be a reporter. And a very wise person once said to me, the job of journalists is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
Yeah, that's, who said that?
A very wise person.
Okay. Oh, that person.
Yeah, that person.
The very wise one.
Yep. And that's really true. That's what journalism is for, to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. But when the comfortable own virtually all the major news outlets, there's not a lot of affliction, necessary affliction going on.
No, we don't get to beat the rich very often.
No, we really don't. And that's to everybody's detriment. And what a symptom of this, a symptom of the concentration of media power in the hands of a very few, very wealthy set of hands, some things start to happen. Some changes to the nature of journalism itself start to happen. Most obviously, I'm talking about something called false equivalence.
What's that, false equivalence?
False equivalence is when journalists portray opposing points of view on a given topic as if they are both they both have equal merit. They both have equal standing. I'm going to give you an example.
Please, give us an example.
Consider a typical panel discussion on climate change.
Yes.
Okay, I want you to envision this, okay? So here you've got your host, and we're envisioning this on TV, okay? You've got your host sitting there. To your host, to the left is a scientist, arguing that climate change is caused by human beings. To the host's right is a nameless conservative pundit who's saying that no, human beings have nothing to do with it. And at the end of this discussion...
Or even that it isn't happening.
Right. And at the end of this discussion, which no doubt gets very spirited and is moderated by the seemingly wise, even-handed host, at the end it said, well, viewers, we're just going to leave it up to you to decide. Both people made a bunch of good points. That is false equivalence.
Yeah.
See, because a consensus, 97 out of 100 climate scientists over the past 30 years have concluded that global warming is caused by human activity. So when you have journalists portraying the opposing sides of this issue as equivalent, that is a false equivalence. A good journalist would say, huh, scientific fact says that human beings are causing climate change. That should be what is reported. That should be the starting point of any discussion. And the burden of proof is on that conservative pundit to disprove what the vast, vast, vast majority of scientists have concluded. That is false equivalence. And the most obvious area to point it out in is climate change. But you can apply it to virtually every major issue that's come before the people in the past 20 years.
That's really true. And I think this the mistake, the fundamental mistake, is a notion of abstract objectivism.
Yes.
And there ain't no such thing.
No.
And there shouldn't be. And in fact, we're the only country I know that proudly touts the fact that we are quote unquote objective, i.e. uninformative.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's a false equivalence.
And we don't do that at KBOO.
No, we don't. At KBOO, you're going to hear us starting from climate change is a problem caused by human beings.
Yes.
And advancing discussion from there. There will be no namby-pamby false equivalent sort of debate about it.
Well, yeah, because there's really no debate. We just yesterday two different separate studies showed that the ice cap on the South Pole is breaking apart,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to raise the level of all of the oceans of the world for sure.
Yes. But
and
if you,
it's happening because the water underneath the ice is too warm.
That's exactly what's happening.
And that water is too warm because of the changes that have taken place because of climate change, largely driven by human activity, the increase of carbon dioxide in the air.
Yeah, there really is no question about this. And the only place that there are questions still happening are major mainstream news outlets in the United States and in the halls of the United States Congress.
Well, the halls of the United States Congress are full of fools. Really.
Yes, but these fools are given equal time as if what they say has any merit whatsoever.
Did you know that they refuse, the Republican Congress is refusing to put people on the Federal Reserve boards?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just the clowns. It's a circus of clowns. No elephant. Well, they are elephants, I guess. You know. But, whoa. Yeah. You know.
An elephant would probably have something to say.
There's a gross deformity that can happen in elephants when they're born. Their trunks are attached to each other.
Oh.
It's very hard. They have to stand up. You know, we are really trying to get you out there to make a serious commitment to this station, because we are the only people that do what we do, whatever the hell that is. 877-500-5266. Joanne, are you still there?
Of course I am here.
Oh,
I will always be here, Joe.
Oh, always.
You are so right. The number to call is 877-500-5266. This is a great time for you to become a member of your community radio station. I got to tell you, I just love listening to Joe and Abe. They are such good points and counterpoints to each other. They really get us thinking in the morning. It's really a great opportunity. This is your community radio station. These are your community members who volunteer their time to come and bring you good information that you can use to start your day. So won't you join us and become a member today? 877-500-5266. And this incredible thank you gift, Jennifer 2 at Higgins. If, in fact, you give a membership pledge of $500 or more, and I understand if you add an additional $100, Joe will excuse himself from dinner.
Absolutely. I'll go eat a hot dog somewhere. 877-500-5266.
Thank you. Yes, it is.
What?
Somebody said that would be $100 well spent. I'm not telling you who said it. They were just walking by. 877-500-5266. Higgins has excellent food. I understand that they have excellent wine that they're going to serve in combination with this dinner.
Yeah, flight. They call it a flight. I don't know what that means.
So it's like the really expensive wine that they give to shops to encourage them to buy it.
Yeah.
And so here's going to be your opportunity to really get a fabulous meal, fabulous conversation or not, and an opportunity to really invest in KBOO, because that's really what we're talking about, investing in making sure that community radio continues. Amy Goodman wouldn't be Amy Goodman if there was not an opportunity for community radio, for her to bring her voice to community radio. I definitely know Greg Pallas would not be Greg Pallas if it was not for community radio. Now, he told me he was willing to make a call to the station from his hospital bed
while he's
recovering to help us raise money. That's the kind of people that we surround ourselves with here at KBOO.
When he had his, you know, he's had folks may not know this. He had some open heart surgery.
Yes.
Did they let him keep his fedora on the whole time?
can only hope.
What we know about Greg is he doesn't go anywhere without that hat. So I'm pretty sure if he didn't have it on, it was within arm's reach. Again, the number is 877-500-5266. We've got one or two lines open right now, but we really need to hear from you. It is important that we make sure that KBOO is strong and it's here for the next 48 years.
That is really so important. You know, one of the things that's happening in the United States today, unfortunately, is we're losing our awareness of what's going on.
Yes.
Even the New York Times has gotten weaker over the recent years. And in fact, there is a great danger that we will become simply an ignorant, helpless society in the face of vast conspiracies. For real, of the ruling class. This has all been demonstrated in many ways, and yet it continues to happen. But we stand bravely here, naked to the winds of change, or some other metaphor. We do that, and we do it proudly.
Yes. We do.
We do. 877-500.
Sometimes naked, sometimes not.
Mostly not. 877-500-5266.
You are so true. I mean, it is really, when you think about how much information the general public really doesn't get. Many of the so-called media outlets are fluff, right? They read press releases as if it's news. Mm-hmm. They only want to talk about uniform malfunctions or dressing malfunctions as compared to spying on U.S. citizens by our own government. I mean, the difference between real news and the fluff that we get from so-called other media outlets is huge. And so at KBOO, it's unfiltered. It is directly from the source. It's from the people who are most impacted, most involved. That's why KBOO is so important. That's why your membership is key to keeping us on the air. That's why if you call 877-500-5266, we will walk you through the process of becoming a member. And today is the day to make that happen. Today, right now, during this program, we've got 35 minutes left to raise almost $1,000. We can do it. I have no question that we can make it happen. 877-500-5266. Back to Joe and Abe.
Yeah, really. And I want to remind people there is this dinner offer on the table. With me and or not me and at Higgins Restaurant. Excellent meal, excellent opportunity. $500, two people and me. $600, two people and not me.
Yeah, that's about how it works.
That's about how it works. And you know, I do want to emphasize what you've already talked about and Joanna's mentioned, the degree to which we are training people, not just to do general radio work, but actually teaching them the news business. This is a station that takes people and trains them up. Unfortunately, when we train them up, they go off and work somewhere else and undo all that training.
Yeah, yeah. We start them out here and off they go.
Off they go, yes. All right. But you out there have the opportunity to support this station against the tide of terror and terribleness that has become, well, the way things are. 877-500-5266 or online, KBOO.FM. We got callers.
We got callers. Let's go to the phones. Herschel, good morning.
Hi, Hersch.
Good morning. I'm calling in support of the Water District here.
Okay.
And I guess I get concerned that there is a lot of criticism about this Water District. Now, you mentioned today that there are a lot of other ways to fix the problems here.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard any of the other ways.
Well,
it seems to me the purpose of the Water District mm-hmm. is to focus the expenditures of water and sewer revenue on water and sewer and not have it kind of a slush fund for any projects that the city folks kind of find related. Now they have labeled this sewer part the Bureau of Environmental Services.
Yes,
and that kind of justifies any kind of an environmental projects. I was reading the Dan Meek column, and he thought they might gut expenditures necessary for environmental protection.
Uh-huh.
Well, my idea is water and sewer should pay for water and sewer. And environmental protection shouldn't be part of a tax or part of a necessity of life. Like
okay,
water.
Well, let me ask you a question because sure. I mean you're making a very good point, I think. But let me ask you this: what is it about this proposal that will guarantee? And this is really the bottom line here: that will guarantee that water rates and sewer rates can go down, given the already huge commitments and requirements of the federal government that are involved.
Well, that's perfectly good question from you. And I think there is nothing in it to guarantee, because these people are practical. they're going to simply look at expenditures required of water and sewer and cover those with water rates, but things not involved with water and sewer will not be included. Now, I mean, to
now you're talking about the stuff that went on.
Say they're going to reduce water rates.
Yeah.
They just can't say that. But, you know, they're not going to be doing things like park acquisition, remodeling Rose Festival. They've just used it for the slush fund. And the slush fund, Nick Fish has decided that he wasn't even happy with the ruling from Judge Bouchon about these misspending. They're appealing. So the misspending of money is going to continue.
Now, I think, let me just say this. I think misspending of money is a constant and ever more worrisome problem for any government anywhere. I also think that most of what you're describing took place during the Randy Leonard Water Bureau administration.
That's fine.
You know, and he's gone.
Now we're with Nick Fish, and they've chosen to appeal the decision by Judge Bouchon.
So that's true. Nick Fish that's true.
In the game right now. And another one of the things is if this is such a bad idea, this new district, why is it they can't come up with things based in fact? Now, one of the things that I heard from you is that East County will not be allowed to vote.
Well, there's a large part of East County, not all of it.
East Portland. I should say East Portland.
Yeah.
I mean, the Portland residents will be allowed to vote.
No. See, the districts in this new Water Bureau would be organized around the Portland Public Schools district lines.
That's right.
Then there's big chunks of East Portland that are not part of Portland Public Schools. The David Douglas District, for example, is huge. The Centennial District, as you get out towards Gresham, also huge. All these people would be disenfranchised.
Wrong.
Why do you say wrong?
Well, because these districts are not tablets passed down from Moses. Because all of these people are part of the city, the districts based on the school district will have to be pushed and stretched so that everybody gets to vote.
That's not how it's proposed.
Well, yeah, let's agree to disagree on this one because I know that the districts as described in the measure, in the detail of the measure, really are based on the public school system.
Right.
So it would take some changes after the thing was passed to include these other people, and there's no guarantee that would happen.
Now, I read his article, and he said, if this thing were to pass, then the board may refuse to have the city sewer system pay Portland's share of the expected $170 million to $1.7 billion cost of Environmental Protection Agency-mandated Superfund cleanup of the toxic Portland Harbor.
That's true.
Now, do I want water users to pay for pollution by the corporations? No, I don't.
Well,
I think that's a fair deal. I mean, this is in the argument.
But you don't want the Willamette River to be pouring unmentionable, disgusting, poisonous stuff gathered since World War II into the Columbia.
I do not. I want the water users to pay for it?
Oh.
I want the corporations who polluted to pay for it.
Oh, well, that would be... See, here's where you and I both agree and disagree at the same time. It would be good, and it would be better, and it would be more fair if American capital paid for its errors.
Right.
But that just doesn't happen.
Mm.
It always ends up, unfortunately, if it's going to be dealt with and paid for at all, it's always ending up in the hands of the people. So, you know, either way, with a federal mandate, I do not want Penta whatever in the water system of the region and going out into the ocean and poisoning the salmon and so on. And I think it's really important not to have that. And maybe you and I don't agree about the fact that you and I have to pay for that, but we both agree that that's bad stuff.
Okay, I agree. Clean it up. I'm all for it.
But you don't want to pay for it through the water bill.
Why not? The other day on TV, Steve Novick was questioned about this unfair comparison of Portland water rates with Phoenix.
Yeah.
When we have higher water rates in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
The desert country, all right? Now, this slippery guy, he quickly said, well, we've had a lot of expenditures on the big pipe, which is true, but what does the big pipe have to do with water rates? Isn't that something to do with sewer rates? I mean, he's just a slippery guy who avoided the comparison. And in the paper, they said it's an unfair comparison to compare Portland with the desert country of Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, I'm going to do is leave it at that, and go on to other stuff, because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, not to mention raising money.
Well, thank you for the call.
Hey, thank
but,
you.
But I do appreciate your opinions, man.
All right, coming up this morning on KBOO, it's the spring membership drive.
The spring
really,
membership
that's
drive!
That's the most important thing right now. Also, a special
well, it's
program.
It's not the most important thing. It's the most important thing for this station and for you as a listener.
That's right. Also going on this morning, a special program on dismantling the prison industrial complex. At 9 a.m., it's a talk on mass imprisonment as prison slavery by Jonina Abern Irvin and Lorenzo Irvin, recorded this past weekend at the Law and Disorder Conference in Portland. At 10, it's the McLaren Youth Poetry Slam. Cool. Very cool.
McLaren, like the prison for kids?
McLaren Youth Poetry Slam.
Yeah, prison for kids.
Oh, all right. At 10:30, hear a talk by Ramona Africa, the sole survivor of the bombing of the Move House by Philadelphia police on May 13th, 1985. And at 11 a.m., prison imperialism, how the U.S. is spreading a repressive incarceration model around the world with James Patrick Jordan of the Alliance for Global Justice. All this and more coming up on your listener-supported radio station. You, the listener, support this radio station.
877-500-5266.
Now, I got something cool for us.
What's cool?
Now, we're talking about false equivalence in the media,
yes,
right? Particularly about the issue of climate change.
Yes.
You know who John Oliver is?
I do know John Oliver.
Yes, former guest correspondent on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
He's got his own show
He's got his own show now, Sunday nights on HBO.
Yeah.
It's called Last Week Tonight.
Right.
It's pretty funny, as you might imagine.
Yes.
And he talked about this false equivalence on climate change on his last show.
Yeah.
And he also convened a statistically reasonable and realistic debate on climate change. And we have that clip for us.
Okay,
right
should we do that?
Yes, let's hear that clip, Steve.
A statistically representative climate change debate.
Good evening. Joining me tonight, a climate change denier and naturally Bill Nye Science Guy.
John?
Yep.
Humans are causing climate change? No question.
Wait. Before we begin, in the interest of mathematical balance, I'm going to bring out two people who agree with you, climate skeptic. And Bill Nye, I'm also going to bring out 96 other scientists. It's a little unwieldy, but this is the only way you can actually have a representative discussion. Please file in. Again, this is going to make the debate difficult. We shouldn't really be having it in the first place. But representationally, climate skeptic, please make a case against climate change.
Well, I just don't think all the science is in yet. It's settled.
Okay, and what is the overwhelming view of the entire scientific community?
Well...
Okay. Any response to that? Any response? I can't hear you over the weight of scientific...
Yes, well...
So if there were actual representative debate on this issue, that's what it would be like.
What
but
could
you
be?
Don't see that.
No.
Or hear that.
No.
In the mainstream news media.
No, you don't. And I wanted to talk about, I actually wanted to change the topic entirely today. I got really upset when I'm learning about these bungled executions. Now, I figure there's only one way to kill people who you want to kill when the state wants to kill them.
How's that?
Guillotine.
Oh, this show just took a turn to the grim.
Oh, it does. I say we invite everybody to come and watch. We slice somebody's head off. Wow! Is that a discouragement to crime or what?
I don't even know what to say to that.
I mean, but now we give mysterious drugs. We won't even tell people what they're being poisoned with. We've had people die. It takes hours. I mean, it's horrible. It's torture. It's supposed to be against the law, against the, the cruel and unusual punishment clause of the Constitution.
Unconstitutional, yeah.
Yeah, but no.
Here's the problem with the death penalty.
Okay.
It is purportedly about justice. It's about bringing justice to the survivors of the deceased.
No, it's about revenge.
Exactly. It's not about justice. It's about revenge. They are two entirely different things, but they're often conflated, especially when emotions run high, around something as horrible as murder.
Yes.
But here's the deal. When the state executes someone, that's not some abstract thing going on. That's not some distant act. In a representative democracy like this one, we are the state. So when we put somebody to death, that blood is on all of our hands. And I, for one, don't want any blood on my
hands.
Have
you ever tried to put a needle in a vein? Being a junkie and all, I figured you would know about that.
No, never did that.
Okay, well, here's the deal. It's very hard to do, and if a person's frightened or frozen up in some way because, like, they're going to be dying because of it, the veins tend to collapse.
Mm.
And it takes an incredibly skillful, you know, in a hospital, those of you who have ever been in a hospital, there are these nurses, men and women, whose specialty is putting a vein, of cutting open veins to put needles in.
Yeah.
And they go around to all the different places because they are the IV nurses. Well, that's not what happens at these executions. What you got is fumbly bumbly, and it all collapses, and it's horrible, and it takes people a long, long time to die, and it's barbaric, and it's stupid, and apart from the question of the death penalty itself, it's torture. So, hey, guess what?
What?
That happy note.
What?
On that happy note.
Yes.
We're so happy about executions. 877-500-5266. Joanne, how are we doing?
We are doing okay.
Okay,
we
doesn't
could
sound
use
right.
Many more phones ringing.
Okay.
And people may not understand that this is the last opportunity to contribute to the Joe and Abe show, this pledge drive.
Wow.
Right? Because this is it for you guys.
Holy smoke.
And we're going to either make it or not, but I'm sure we're going to make it. We're going to reach our goal because I know that there are people out there right now trying to figure out how to take advantage of this incredible dinner opportunity.
Oh, right, the dinner. The dinner.
At Higgins, yes.
The dinner.
Speaking of painful executions.
Really?
Is that a segue or what?
I think not. This Higgins thing, they should not miss the chance.
This
is
think
really cool.
This will be a great opportunity. I know that when Joe Uris cleans up, he looks pretty dapper.
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 Well, I wouldn't go
and
so far as to say
so he would
dapper.
Be your dapper dinner companion at Higgins.
Right.
Or he would be dapper at home for an additional $100.
No, I can't go as far as dapper. I'd go as far as non-threatening.
$500 is as simple as $137 a day, $9.59 a week. You could do it through an electronic fund transfer so that you don't feel it. It would be just like $42 a month out of your account. It would be that simple to make that happen. Support your community radio station and get to know Joe Uris more close and personal. I think people want to know what is behind that voice. And here is your opportunity. If you call 877-500-5266, I was so appreciative of the deliberative conversation around the whole water sewer ballot initiative. Because, you know, normally we're screaming at each other when we're trying to have a political conversation.
What do you mean?
How impressive that someone could call who was totally on a different side and actually provide some insight, have some dialogue, and both and act with respect and dignity. I mean, that's what KBOO allows for. I certainly tried to have
civilized people do, you know,
people with different perspectives weigh in when I'm having these kind of conversations. And it's wonderful to be able to bridge that political divide. But again, 877-500-5266. With you becoming a member, you help keep KBOO on the air. You help keep Joe and Abe's show going as strong as it's been for the last 20 some years.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it hasn't been that long.
Hasn't been that strong?
Hasn't been long.
No.
Something.
877-500-5266. We're headed back to the Joe and Abe show. Your opportunity to become a member is here.
And, you know, you could just do it online if you want the privacy of that. KBOO.
That is true.
KBOO.FM.
Now, it must be said that Joe and I really enjoy doing this show every week.
Fun.
You know, we're passionate about what this radio station represents.
Till our daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Till our daddy takes the T-Bird away.
Really.
And, you know, we receive a lot of wonderful feedback, both on the air and off. We have wonderful comments left on our show page, which I encourage you to visit, by the way. It's got all of our past shows archived on it.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we get emails and we get all kinds of stuff. And we do appreciate all those sentiments. But really, we're both pretty shallow and pretty vain, and it would be much better if you just gave us money to show your love.
Really?
How much do you love us? Really? I bet you love us $500.
Could you love us $100? Could you love us? How much can you love us? We are so in need of love.
Yeah.
We are the love.
Show me the money.
Show us the money. 877-500-5266. Don't let me sing.
No. www.kboo.fm. You can click on the tip jar right there. It's quick. It's easy. It's painless. It's silent. You can become a member right now. You can navigate on over to our show page, which is kboo.fm/TheAbe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
I didn't know that.
You can leave a comment about today's show.
You could?
Yes, you can.
Boy, I think I'll make a comment
about my
own show.
You should go look at all that stuff.
I don't do that stuff.
I know. You're a Luddite.
I'm a Luddite. I don't have any intention of doing anything about anything except I do believe in the station, and I do believe its product, and I think we're okay, and I really think that somebody ought to take me up on this $500 dinner at Higgins.
Yeah, I agree. Joe is a Luddite. He's got an old black and white tube TV in his house that's actually an aquarium. And doesn't get any TV.
The fish float around the tubes. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a number of things today. We're talking about a sort of a meta conversation about the role of this station and the role of real journalism in our society.
And I'm why talking that's about important. The death penalty.
And Joe's talking about executions.
Because it's really grim. I'm disgusted.
It is.
It's just disgusting.
I think we have a phone call. Harry, good morning.
Oh, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a longtime listener and supporter of KBO.
Well, thank you, sir.
And my comment I like to make is about, of course, the Water Bureau and the
bloop.
Ballot.
Oh, wait, I want to do my Water Bureau sound. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first is, when you first opened the show, you mentioned that the corporations are for this ballot measure.
Well, not all corporations.
Okay.
What happened was a group of heavy water users paid to have people go around getting signatures for the ballot measure. And just in general, I want to make one comment about that. I believe in referendum and recall and all of that, but I don't think the people who gather the signatures should be paid at all. I think they should do it because they believe in the cause they're working for. And I would change that if I were running the zoo.
This ballot measure was done by grassroots initiative. It's set up. If you read the ballot measure, it's well thought out, and we need this ballot measure to take control of the Water Bureau from the city. Don't get me wrong. The PUD is part of the city, and like the previous caller called in, the city's been using it as a slush fund, and they refuse to do anything about it. That's why these grassroots organizations came up with this ballot measure. And now what's going to happen is, here's the worst, it's not going to be a bad part, it's going to be a good part, might be a good part. If the measure passes, there's a good possibility our mayor and our city councilman will be let off in handcuffs.
That is tempting. That in and of itself, that's tempting. I love to see officials in handcuffs.
Yeah, well, if there's a good possibility this can happen. But also, if you look at the advertisements on TV, they're all against it. Why? Because all corporations support the city of Portland because of their contracts with it. All those contracts these corporations have with the city of Portland will be scrutinized. But there's one last thing before I go is one thing that KBOO and the Catholic Church have in common is they both have a confessional. Yes, KBOO
That's
has
true.
A program comes out 12 a.m. Sunday midnight.
Oh, the Contessa.
To 2 a.m. Monday. That's a confessional. You can call in and call and confess your sin.
What kind of sins does it get? I don't stay up that late. So.
Well, we're expecting you to call in pretty soon.
Yeah. Joe has decades of sin.
I just don't think we have time for that.
Well, if you're up Sunday morning, Sunday night at midnight to 2 in the morning, please listen to the show.
Okay.
Hey, listen, thank you for your support of this show and of the station.
And we welcome your comments. I think it's good, but we're going to move on to other issues, aren't we?
Yeah, the confessional with the Contessa de la Luna.
I don't even
it's
know
really
about
a fun
this.
Show.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
What kind of things do people confess?
All sorts of things. It's all over the map. Some of those we can't say while the sun is
Sky. We can't brag. While the sun's shining, we can't talk about it. I want to talk about this, though. This station cannot exist without your support. This is serious. All of you listening, there are some of you who are listening today who have not yet made a significant contribution to KBOO. Now, what do I mean by significant? Well, it depends on your income level. Some of you can give $100. Some of you can give $10. Some of you can give $10,000. Well, I don't expect to see that, but you could. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm. And, of course, if you really want dinner, and I don't know why you wouldn't, at Higgins Restaurant, a $500 contribution gets you dinner for two and me. And if you put another $100 in, there's no me. So there's an opportunity.
Such a deal.
Yeah, such a deal. You could pop the question or whatever questions you want to pop. 877-500-5266. You could even walk in, 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. But we need your support. It's not a game for us. We do not, unlike some other people, have any corporate sponsorship. We do not have any huge government monies.
Nope.
We're on our own.
Yeah, we are.
And on our own, when I say our, O-U-R, that means you. That means you out there who listen to this show or other shows on this station fairly regularly. And one of the things that I think we don't emphasize enough in the date parts of this show is the wonderful music programming that exists on this station.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
I mean, it's just so worthwhile. Oh,
what do you
my
got there?
Goodness.
Oh, just delivered by Messenger.
Messenger, what is it?
It says we need a lot more money.
Oh, that's we need a lot more money. Come on. How do we do that? Do I sing?
I don't think we need to go there quite yet.
How about we let an expert take care of that?
Oh, that sounds great.
Oh, listen to that dulcet tone. Or is it dulcet tone?
That's right. $60 keeps Joe from singing right now when you call 877-500.
Right. For the love of all that is holy, keep Joe from singing.
That's right. And also for all that is holy, let's get that phone number out there. It's toll free, 877-500-5266 to support talk radio on your community radio station, our community radio station, his and hers community radio station.
His and hers?
His and hers.
That's
we
right.
we and his and hers and hers.
This radio station swings both ways, and we're hoping that people will remember that as they're thinking of their reasons to call. Because, folks, it's nice that you guys are talking about what you need here down at the station, but it's really about what the listeners need. The listeners need access to real voices making real radio. The listeners need access to the public airwaves, which we own. This is the portal, and I know that listeners give for their reasons, but we're giving reasons every hour of every day for over 380,000 commercial-free hours. Won't you call right now?
That's pretty 877-500-5266,
and we do that all at $84 an hour. Imagine that such Himalayan accomplishments can be won with such modest donations.
Wait a minute, Himalayan accomplishments?
I'm talking now, Joe.
That's right.
$84 an hour. Okay. That's how we do that. Perhaps listeners could pay for 1 hour of community radio a year. 1 hour a year. $84 is less than a quarter a day.
Release your inner Sherpa.
It costs... Oh, God. I can't talk to you people. 877-500-KBOO.
Sherpas are on strike.
Don't allow this to go unanswered. Call in. Remember, that extra $100 keeps Joe at home when you go to eat at Higgins. That's going to be fabulous. It costs about $2,000 a day. Maybe you could give 25 cents of that amount when you call 877-500-5266. You know they're all volunteers because you can tell we're not paying them.
Really?
And it's a labor of love, and that's what we ask you to remember when you're tuning in. Sure, you hear some crazy talk, but at least it's crazy talk on the right side, or in this case, the left side. Not the shrieking heads on the right side of the dial. At least you're with the shrieking heads on the left side of the dial. You tuned away from those others a long time ago because here's real information, real voices making real radio. We're asking you to call in right now and make a small a modest show of support at 877-500-5266. Remember, there are smaller contributions, perhaps, but no small contributors aboard the mighty 90.7.
Ooh.
Won't you do that right now? 877-500-5266. You know, they said you can't just give away your signature product and let people put a price on it if they want to, and maybe they'll call in. It turns out that 23 million commercial-free minutes later, that's exactly what we're doing, and we're hoping to go another 23 million commercial-free minutes. Call right now, 877-500-5266. You know, a lot of hands make light lifting, and a lot of people come together to make this community radio station, but it really starts and ends with you, dear listeners, in radio land, putting a small price on it, engaging in ethical activity, doing the right thing because it's the right thing, not just to avoid punishment, not just so that people will like you, but because it's the right thing.
Oh, I think it's because people will like you.
Well, they're already being punished right now, so we need to go to a higher stage of ethical behavior here. 877-500-5266. There are a couple lines open, and we need a few hundred more dollars, but when I say we need, I mean we, the community, need to make that
hour. Absolutely.
Because we're not asking listeners to give us something. We're asking to place a little money into the commons, into the trust, where it stands as a monument at 20 Southeast 8th Whoa. Avenue. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go to Washington to be used in the drone wars. It stands right here making radio and training thousands and thousands of citizen journalists. Call right now, 877-500-KBOO. You got that?
Oh, I think you said it so well. Oh, I'm overwhelmed by your brilliance. Not only that, but there's always dinner with me at Higgins.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just trying not to make Himalayan jokes.
Or dinner's not with me. No, finally the Sherpas threw down their loads and said, you go climb the mountain.
All right, want to bet?
That's so bad.
Sorry.
Oh, that is so bad.
All right.
Let's get serious. We are really in the midst of asking for money, and it's always an awkward situation.
And I'm interrupting Joe briefly.
Please interrupt.
Let's hear it.
Why?
Someone is taking the Higgins dinner, though I don't know yet whether you are invited, so don't get too excited.
Well, no.
I'm excited.
I will gladly yield my place at dinner for another $100.
Okay, I'm going away right now, but I'm listening to you, so keep it real.
Oh, man, thank you.
All right. Hey, we always keep it real.
He's good. He's good, money.
He knows what
now, listen, folks, we do this three times a year. We could even do it four times a year. It wouldn't hurt that much. But we do it three times a year. We ask you for money.
Yep.
The reason we do it is because we don't get money from a bunch of other sources.
No.
And we have no advertising.
We get money from no other sources.
No. In fact, the government wishes we'd just shut up and go away.
Yeah. And I'm sure the corporate establishment wishes the same.
Well, it's true. It's absolutely true. We do have one more caller, though.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Barth, good morning.
Good morning. Another fun day at Pledge Drive.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I don't have any mountain jokes, but controversy about execution, they kind of separate each other rather dramatically.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, execution, always a laugh riot. Go ahead.
Well, the execution dilemma, mm-hmm. You know, they're picking up these very odd, almost random, it seems, assortment of drugs.
Right, not untested for this purpose, one might add.
Right, well,
homemade.
Why don't they go back to the basics? Heroin overdoses kill thousands of people every year.
No, too much fun.
Well, but if you overdose, it doesn't last very long.
But it is fun.
The fun peaks pretty rapidly.
Oh, it peaks all the way to the heart. And no, you're right. But I'm going the other way. I think if we're going to have executions, they should be public and truly gruesome and quick. And the guillotine solves that problem.
Well, we could tie them to the police cars and tear them apart. But
oh, we're getting nasty today. Oh. 877-500.
Thank you for the call, Barth.
Yeah. Whoa, that exceeded my best worst hopes.
My goodness.
Well, it is true.
How did we get to this place?
Execution is very barbaric. It doesn't really make much sense. It costs more to execute somebody than it does to put them in prison for life.
Yeah, and you know what's civilized and not barbaric?
What?
Community radio.
Whoa. That was the most awkward and weird
transition. See how I pivoted on
that? I have that pivot.
Almost as awkward as the transition to the execution conversation.
Really, that really knocks me. That knocks me out.
Hey, thanks, everybody, for your support.
877-500-5266. Call now. 877-500-5266.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Aladdin Theater, presenting the Manhattan Transfer with Cascade, an ensemble of the Portland Gay Men's Chorus, Thursday, May 15th. Tickets for the Manhattan Transfer, May 15th at aladdin-theater.com. And by Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com. Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9 o'clock. Coming up this morning on KBOO, it's a special program on dismantling the prison industrial complex. At 9, it's a talk on mass imprisonment in prison slavery, Is Prison Slavery, by Jonina Abram-Irvin and Lorenzo Irvin, recorded this past weekend at the Law and Disorder Conference in Portland. At 10, it's the McLaren Youth Poetry Slam. At 10:30, hear a talk by Ramona Africa, the sole survivor of the bombing of the Move House by Philadelphia police on May 13, 1985. And at 11 a.m., Prison Imperialism, How the U.S. is Spreading a Repressive Incarceration Model Around the World, with James Patrick Jordan of the Alliance for Global Justice. We're going to begin with our special programming with Mass Imprisonment Is Prison Slavery. More people